This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In
The Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Paul Quinn.
Your
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Ear hole. Plural.
Plural. You definitely.
Could you hear me coughing off air during the intro?
It's all right. That's okay. Okay, clear that throat.
Did you catch that too?
That was beautiful.
Yes.
That was amazing.
That's for our listeners.
The balcony is open once again.
It is.
My name is Scott.
And I am Anthony, and welcome to Balcony Radio.
Welcome once again, and today's show is Embryonic.
Yes.
Episode 2.
Episode 2 of our series of demo versions of songs you may or may not know. I think looking at the list, a lot of these will be familiar to you, but probably not in this form. Really kind of sketch-like. And that's the way we like it.
Yeah.
Because there's just something to be said about the initial version of something, the first thought, the first draft, and just voice and guitar, which is most of these.
It gives you a picture of what the artist was thinking at a very private moment when they were first developing.
I think it also gives you a real hint into their real talent, because this is like, this is what they did like on their own, figuring out the song before they kind of worked it out into a further arrangement or into what was considered, you know, what was released, what was final.
And it's amazing. Sometimes these songs are pretty much developed in their embryonic stage, which is pretty amazing.
And some of them even stay the same, which is also cool. But the first song we're going to play...
The first song we're going to play is remarkably different. In fact, it's actually not a... It's a demo that's been commercially released.
Yeah, she put out this record. This is PJ Harvey. This is from 4-track demos, and this is 50 Foot Queenie.
Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
the moon shadow. And if I ever lose my eyes, oh, if I lose my eyes, I won't have to cry. And if I ever lose my hands, oh, if I lose my hands, I won't have to fight. I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and heaping a moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my mouth, oh, if I lose my mouth, I won't have to talk. And if I ever lose my legs, oh, if I lose my legs, I won't have to walk. Take long to find me, and is it gonna stay the night? I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, a racing and chasing a moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my mind, oh, if I lose my mind, I won't have to think.
Shadows to watch this creature fare. Boys stood up on their chairs to make their point of view. And I smiled sadly for a love I could not obey. And Lady Stardust sang his songs of darkness and dismay. And he was all right. The band was all together, and he was all right. His song went on forever, and he was awful nice. Really quite out of sight, and he sang all night long. All right.
give you my loving 7 days a week. I'll be a honey if you'll be sweet. I know I'm the only one for you. I know that you think this is not true. Man says it's raining, raining outside. I'll be out there in a little while. Cause you see, rain reminds me of you. And everything has turned to you. Stealing places, I'm following you. You'll be upstairs, and I'll be there too. Everywhere you go, I'll follow. I know it won't be the same tomorrow.
Same for me. No one knows if clover leaves will always come in fours. But if you can't learn my mistakes, a woman, I can't learn from yours. Chose another man to give you back your pride before you gave a chance to me. Anyone who's blind enough to swallow all your lies and get hung up just like me, but then you shouldn't be at all surprised.
Ah, yes. Moby Grapes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Inside joke. If you listen to one of our promos, you'll hear the Moby Grapes.
Yeah, one of the cuts that we found in using in our promos when we're one of the ones with listing band names is them appearing on Mike Douglas' show.
Yes.
Really, really early on in like the mid early 70s, like 71 or something like that. Really early on.
That long ago.
And he's a fucking square. Mike Douglas is such a fucking square, and he calls them the Moby Grapes. And there's a bit of feedback after, like, one of them is like, fuck.
Like, hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's going on?
So, hey, that so was a pretty good set.
So that was a good set of demos.
Before we go off on a tangent?
Before we go off on any kind of tangent, please.
Should I read this?
Yes, you may.
All right, please do so. So we started with a floor clear, something that really clears the room. 50-Foot Queenie by PJ Harvey, four-track demos. That really is. I really drink the Kool-Aid and you do too. We both love her a lot.
Yeah.
But some of the, especially the demos, are really kind of...
Grating.
Grating isn't the word I would use. They're just, they're acquired. It's an acquired taste.
That's a good description, yeah. Acquired taste.
And yeah, we like it, but man,
she,
this that was
a
rough...
She can rock it up. Oh man,
I love when she plays guitar.
Oh, she's amazing.
And that segued quite... Well,
yeah, sort of well
into Cat Stevens doing a demo of Moonshadow, and then we got a demo of David Bowie doing Lady Stardust, and another demo, Hope Sandoval, one of my favorite vocalists ever, doing Give Me Your Lovin', and those were all stolen from the internet. So
no, acquired from alternate sources.
Acquired from alternate sources. All right. Let's just say they're bootlegs, so they're not officially released. So enjoy them here.
Enjoy them here. And
then we finish with the Moby Grape doing If You Can't Learn From My Mistakes. And that's a demo that's released on their re-release of Moby Grape 69, which is, I think, their first record, second record. I don't recall. But they're actually a really good band who's saddled with a bad name.
A psychedelic name. They were going for the psychedelic,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, I think they've kind of gotten forgotten by a lot of people, but they're a really good band. Like, their first couple of records are really, really good.
They can tear it up, and they had some good hits. I mean, they had one or two hits along the way, and they actually turn up on the Nuggets box.
That's where I first discovered them when I was younger.
And they're on...
They're on Heavy Nuggets, and they're on San Francisco Nuggets.
Yes. So a good band, a stupid name maybe.
But they're worth searching out. So go check out the Moby Grape.
And they were there in demo version, which is kind of nice. That's
that was a really pretty song.
Very interesting.
And this next one.
This next one is
a humdinger.
Has got two great things on it. Dolly Parton. So...
just play the fucking song.
Okay. This is called My Blue Tears.
Jesus.
does it feel when life doesn't seem real and you're floating about on your own? Life seems uncertain, so you draw the curtain, pretending there's nobody home. Don't be your eyes, look in your eyes, they can't tell lies, though you disguise what you see. Your reality. We needed a savior, and by our behavior, the ones that were worth it are gone. But songbirds are talking, and runners are walking, a prodigal son's coming home. Don't be your eyes, look in his eyes. And they won't tell lies, but if he defies what you see, here is a key. The truth and the lying, the dead or the dying, there is only one way to be. So don't be your eyes, look in his eyes, are they telling lies, the ones that you see on TV? So you want to be free.
Several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Lord, my bucket's got a hole. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on a mountain. I looked down in the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the wee-wee. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman that ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, me and my baby, we bought a Ford, and now we ship the gears from the running board. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't.
buy no gifts.
Harry was a rich young man who would become a priest. He studied with his father, who was recently deceased. He did it with tarot cards and a mystically attuned mind. And shortly there and after, he did find was a spoiled young brat. She thought she knew it all. She smoked mentholated cigarettes and had sex in the hall. But she was not my sign or any other kind of animal that I would be about. But you keep around me and I'm not so glad you found me. You're still doing things that I gave up years ago. Oh, you're still hanging around me and I'm not so glad you found me. You're still hung up on things that I gave up years ago. Raymond was a stranger who had come from parts unknown. He had no hair upon his head, so he did not use a comb. But desperately wished for it, and every day did bathe. And when at last he found himself, his dirt was cleanly saved. It was a bit surreal. She painted all her toes. On her face she wore dentures clamped tightly to her nose. And when she finally spoke, her twang, her glasses broke. And no one else could smoke while she was in the room. But you keep hanging around me and I'm not very glad you found me. You're still doing things that I gave up years ago. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're still hanging around me and I'm not so glad you found me. You're still doing things that I gave up years ago. Off the herald angel sang and reached out for a phone. Plucking it with ivory hand, dialed long distance home. But it was all too much, sprinkling angel dust to A&T who didn't wish you well. Not at all, but you keep hanging around me and I'm not so glad you found me. You're still doing things that I gave up years ago. Whoa, 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 you're still hanging around me and I'm not so glad you found me. You're still doing things that I gave up years ago. You're still hanging around me and I'm not, no, no, glad you found me. You're still doing things that I gave up years ago. No, no, no.
What I wanted, you only asked me why. I never thought that so much trouble was arrested on my reply. I could say it was the nights when I was lonely and you were the only one who talked. I could say that I like your sensitivity, but baby, that's the way you walk. Oh, why do you have to say that there's always someone who can do it better than I can? Don't you think that I know that walking on the water won't make me a miracle man? Oh, baby's gotta have the things she wants. You know she's got to have the things she loves. She's got a 10-inch bamboo cigarette holder and a black big leather gloves.
And I'm doing everything just to try to please. Even walking around on all fours. I thought by now that it was gonna be easy, but you still seem to want for more. Oh, why do you have to say that there's always someone who can do it better than I can? Don't you think that I know that walking on the water won't make me a miracle man? You know seven men don't wanna be monkeys, and six that never get denied. Five to say they've done it all before, and four to say they just get tired. And three the handsomest man in the country, and two that can do it again and again. But I'm the one who's here tonight, and I don't wanna do it all in vain. Oh, why do you have to say that there's always someone who can do it better than I can? Don't you think that I know that walking on the water won't make me a miracle man? Don't you think that I know that walking on the water won't make me a miracle man?
Elvis Costello here on the balcony.
I love Elvis Costello so much. That was a really early demo. That's one of his bedroom demos.
Really?
Yeah. That's back when Elvis had a 9-to-5.
Oh, back in the day. Yeah. He was still second jobbing it, huh?
Yeah. What did he do? He was a data analyst, data processor, something like that. He did something, some sort of boring office job. He was a 9-to-5 or a drone.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah. And it's fun to think of, like, Elvis Costello working in an office.
Working
like,
in an office.
I'll get that fucking report to you when you're fucking done with it, right? I can't picture it. I just
what
can't.
Do you think I am, a miracle man?
Hey, I'll get that TP to you when I'm get fucking done.
When I'm done with it, man.
All right. Hey, why don't you read this one, actually?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, jeez.
Hey, Scott, what are we playing that set?
Oh, funny you should ask, because I happen to have it here in my hand. We started out with Ms. Dolly Parton and My Blue Tears and My Bad Joke.
Hey-o.
I sincerely apologize for my sexist, horrible, rotten joke about the two greatest things in the world being Dolly Parton. So I do apologize
thanks
for that.
Thanks for repeating
sincerely,
it.
Sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
Why don't you just say it again?
No, twice was enough. My Blue Tears, the name of that track, and that came from the Coat of Many Colors LP. Graham Nash also in there, and Be Yourself, which is a genuine demo from him. And
It's actually a CSN, really. I guess it was one of his tracks. I don't recall if it was his, because CSN has just released a demos record too. And I think they're on the same album.
We're actually going to have a little bit of that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
In just a minute or two.
Ah, fuck. I was foreshadowing.
Okay.
Whatever. That was Graham Nash. What else we play?
We also had Hank Williams dipping way back into
way
the archives. And My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. From an LP entitled Alone with His Guitar. And we were talking about some recent Hank Williams stuff that's been
released. Talking about off-air.
Off-air stuff. Stuff that's been released of radio releases and so forth. But that was a demo, and it sort of begs the image of where he was sitting and what he was doing.
Yeah, you were trying. You were doing an off-air pondering.
Off-air pondering of, you know, he's sitting in his living room. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
With a reel-to-reel,
in Arkansas,
think?
With a reel-to-reel playing his guitar. You know, what is he doing there? You know, where is he playing it? Anyway,
is he in the back room, back porch?
That's right. Part of the house is he in? It's amazing what the stories you can come up with something like that. Yeah. Anyway, that track was called My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. And we also had Lou Reed in there, Transformer era demo from him, and Hangin' Round. And we finished up with Elvis Costello and The Miracle Man demo from re-release of My Aim Is True.
Yes. I love all those Elvis re-releases. Anytime you see one in a store or go to Amazon and get them, because they all have the original record, and then all of them have a second disc of demos.
Demos
and
live, studio recordings.
And live stuff.
And whatever.
And, yeah. I mean, it's a full-on, like, Elvis's first record has 15 or 16 songs on it, and then the second CD has, like, 18 more, and it's all the demos, and they're just amazing, because it's all his original bedroom demos.
The output. It's
The
talent.
I just, the way they re-released him was just great, because they took it seriously. I don't know if they're remastered, but I know that every time they re-released Elvis records, they always included a second CD, which is great.
Amazing. That's truly amazing. And speaking of amazing, we're kind of amazing ourselves.
Well,
you're sitting here on the balcony Balcony. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is Embryonic Episode 2, the demo, the show of demos from great artists over the years. And
speaking of
great artists and more demos and stuff like that, I think we're going to play a few more things right now.
Yeah.
And we heard from Graham Nash in that last set. We're now going to something that Anthony alluded to a little while ago, the Crosby, Stills, and Nash
Sans
demos.
Young.
No, Sans Young.
No Neil on this one.
No Neil. No? Oh, this is 1969 demo, Marrakesh Express. Okay, so this is from the first Crosby, Stills, and Nash record. That's the album that it originally appeared on. And like I said, this is the Marrakesh Express.
Enjoy.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall in blue. Cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Won't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Won't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board. All aboard the train. I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train from Casablanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my colored cottons hanging in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Striped your leopards we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now. Won't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Won't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Won't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Won't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board.
La nuit fait beau.
want some love that's new. Don't come back knocking. And my heart's closed up, or I won't be home. Don't call and knock no more. Now play it again, boys. Let's go.
Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony in your ear hole. Z, plural.
Thank you.
I think it was pretty good.
It was not bad.
It'll do.
All right, now get out.
All right. We get the next band in here, please. Okay, thank you.
Turn off the lights when you leave.
No, really. Can we get somebody to empty this trash can over here? Yeah, you, drummer. Can we get the drummer to empty the trash can, please?
We said no smoking.
Yeah, we said no smoking in here, boys. What's the matter with you? That's part of the contract.
Scene.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Scott, what did we play in that set?
Well, golly, Anthony. Funny you should ask. We had...
How odd that I do. He says, sipping his coffee off mic.
Sip your coffee quietly while I tell the people what they heard in that set. Okay, fine. Crosby, Stills, and Nash started that out with a demo version of Marrakesh Express. I shouldn't even say it's a demo version. These are all demo versions.
Yeah.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Marrakesh Express started
that
set.
That's one of my favorite songs of theirs.
That's actually one of their better songs. And in that form, it actually sounds better than than the studio version.
Yeah, totally.
Do I sound a little off distant here? I must be. Yeah, I don't know what it is in my head, but maybe I'm just stopped
let's
up.
Let's do
in my
that
head.
On air. Yeah.
I sound a little distant. Let me just try and give myself a little presence here.
Do you
here.
Sound distant, Scott?
I think I sound a little distant somewhere along the way. Okay, I sound fine now.
All
there.
Right. And what else?
At any
we
rate,
play?
Marrakesh Express was it's one in demo version. It actually sounds better than the studio version, I think.
Agreed.
Sounds good there. So the Ramones also in there, and Slug,
sounding the same as the studio version.
Sounding exactly the same. Rocket to Russia era Ramones for that one. Buddy Holly and Don't Come Back Knockin'. I've never heard that song before,
good song.
Actually. Yeah, that's a really good one.
That's Buddy and the Crickets, of course.
Is that, okay, that's and that's was that you found that one where? Let me
on the internets.
Oh, that is that's from alternate sources.
Yes.
Okay, well that's a good one. I
from
really
nowhere that. And everywhere.
Nowhere and everywhere. Okay, great. And the Velvet Underground, excuse me, the Velvet Underground and You're Driving Me Insane. And Big Star, a band that I'm slowly but surely coming to life.
I'm winning you over.
You're winning me over with that one.
I tell you, they're fucking great, Scott.
I Got Kinda Lost, the name of that one, from the era, I guess. The
album. No, that's their box set.
That's the box set. Keep an Eye on the Sky.
Yes.
Okay. You're educating me quite well on this. Excuse me if
you're welcome.
Sticking my foot in my mouth. And my ignorance comes propelling forward at rocket propulsion.
That's twice today.
That's twice. We have to de-ignorize these people about how to contact us. And,
what a segue.
What a segue that was. Please, would you plug us for us?
Scott telling
Give
me to do the plugs.
Big plugs.
All right. So I guess the main place you can find us is balconyradio.com, where you can find us streaming music 24 hours a day. Not only the shows, but actual just songs that we've hand-selected that we just like. I think so. I mean, you didn't just pick things en masse. I'm actually hand-picking things because I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, we both are. We're sitting here and going, yes, no.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, that's terrible.
Or yes, no.
So
as the case may
it's
be.
More no. Yeah. So we're really picky about what we play, and we hope that you enjoy anything that's on the stream. And where you're listening to us now most likely is our podcast.
Okay, we'll take any criticism that's constructive.
And edit and edit any on-air technical issues.
That's right.
That was pretty good engineering on the fly, man.
That's right. Sorry about that.
So you caught me like about to say something and then deciding whether to say it or not.
Yes, I had to make a course correction on the fly there. So yeah. please continue with
We're
your
like
plugs.
A couple of shows away from you just pounding the board on air.
Work, you stupid damn board! What's the matter with you?
So as I was mentioning, just leave a comment on iTunes. If you have a song suggestion, leave it there. And if we like the song too, we'll play it. Email us with song suggestions or comments also at balconyradio@gmail.com. Find us at Facebook and like us, and you'll get updates from us on when podcasts will be released, which will most likely be Sunday nights. We haven't decided yet. Kind of dating the show now, sorry. But
We're working on it, folks.
It'll be a weekly podcast, so go on, subscribe to us, like us on Facebook. We're not going to bother with MySpace, and I'm not going to even mention Friendster.
MySpace is for weird people.
It is now, isn't it?
It really, it's become a bad
Yeah, but we're on the Facebook, so go find us there. Just search Balcony Radio. And that's that. The plugs.
Did you give the email address?
Yes, I did. You should have paid attention.
Oh, okay. Well, you
BalconyRadio@gmail.com. Send us suggestions, comments, requests, anything.
I'm the technical guy, man. I'm trying to pay attention to the
technical stuff. Go to our website, BalconyRadio.com. If you feel so obliged to, you can click the donate button and help us defray costs.
Good.
We're not asking for much. We're just asking to kind of help pay back the $25 Scott paid for the board.
The $25 and the web costs and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
That helps.
So, that's anywho, nice. Thank you for listening. Back to the music.
Let's get back to the music.
With Yola Tango.
That's great, man. That's excellent. All right.
I don't remember that part being on there. That's great.
All right. See, that's a nice touch.
I love studio patter at the end of songs. That's just fucking cool.
That's great. And we were guessing as to who she was singing.
I think that's Harvey Fuqua, but we're not completely sure. And we don't want to risk nerd cred by venturing that as our final guess, but I'm pretty sure that's him.
Yes, or whoever was conducting
with squinted, guessing eyes. I think that's him.
I think that's him. We'll kind of leave it to the mystics.
What did we start
the
song, the set with? We started
the set with Yola Tengo and Big Day. Big Day Coming, is that it? Yes,
yeah.
Big Day Coming.
Yeah, we were having a good joke off air about how that band is the ultimate. There are two kinds of bands
Two bands. They're like acoustically beautiful or skronkably ugly.
I know. I love both of them. I really do. But when they do acoustic songs, they're great. They have really, really great harmonies and everything, and it's really just nice poppy kind of rock.
They're great songwriters.
Yeah, they really are. They're great classic 60s kind of songwriters.
Yeah.
And then they do this kind of just like kind of stuff that's just awesome,
you know,
too.
It's weird. I don't understand it. Really
no,
don't.
But it's great.
Yeah, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, they've been around forever.
We also had the late Captain Beefheart, the late Don Van Vliet in there, and I'm glad singing there.
Showing that he can sing.
A Gro Finn's Rarities track, singing it up there in 1966. Oh my God, sounding just beautiful on that one. Back before he started going, that's when he could actually really carry a tune.
And
he could carry a tune actually all the way through the end.
He could, but some of the I don't know.
Yeah, it's questionable, but
yeah,
that was a nice one. I'm glad the name of that one, and we were glad to play that. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, Boyce and Hart, the songwriting team behind many songs by the Monkees. And he was a Don Kirshner. They were a Don Kirshner songwriting institution for a long, long time.
Yeah, they had an office, yeah.
And that was one of the Monkee songs that they actually had a hit with themselves. Words, the name of that one, and that one extracted from the Where the Action Is compilation. That is actually a demo. That could be considered a demo because the Monkees did.
That's
cover
the demo that they provided to the Monkees to cover. So yeah, and that's from Where the Action Is, the L.A. Nuggets box set, and that covers 65 to 68. I forget how many discs it is. It's 3 or 4.
I think it's four,
and it's great because it covers not just Los Angeles. It covers like all of L.A. counties because there's a disc that covers Bakersfield and all the country stuff too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. It's such an awesome record collection.
And we also in that set one of your favorite bands, Anthony.
Luna, really high on my list.
And Hey Sister, Hey Sister, the name of that track, and that is from the Slide Era LP. Is that correct?
That's an LP, yeah.
And we finished off there with Tammy Terrell having some fun there in the studio on a demo version of Oh How I'd Miss You, and we were like we said before, guessing as to who the mystic singer on that one
from
was.
The complete duets,
the name of that one. And speaking of completion, we have completed another episode of Embryonic, episode 2.
Someone is sounding like a pro with these fucking segues now.
Oh God, they just kind of present themselves, you know. It's like you kind of go with it and say like, hey, thanks for listening. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and this was Embryonic. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Balcony Radio. Just search us, like us, and comment, please. And email balconyradio@gmail.com, and we're streaming live 24 hours a day at balconyradio.com. And thank you very much for listening. I'm Anthony.
I'm Scott.
And we're finishing up with...
Uncle Tupelo.
Oh, that's right. I was looking at the list. I was looking at the list, and the blue bar caught my attention because I like shiny blue office.
Shiny blue office bars.
So what's the name of the song we picked?
If That's All Right.
All right, and this is from
Still Feel Gone.
Still Feel Gone, which is a later release.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Bye bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Every day is dreamlike. It seems like in every way.
I look back on my life. It's a slideshow. You're yawning through, maybe sleeping. And as a carousel goes round, the sides are upside down. There's nothing to make out or notice. If that's alright, that's alright. That's alright. And that's all right. That's all right. Then I wanna hear you say it. That's all right. And that's all right. That's all right. Then that's all right. That's all right. Then I gotta hear you say it now.
Over the city. This is music from the balcony.